This exercise is for working on your own. Spend a while getting comfortable. Allow yourself to settle and relax. Notice your breathing, notice body sensation. Gently bring both hands into contact with the sides of your head. Make a light contact onto the temporal bones. Listen for primary respiration. As the temporal bone goes into inhalation, it feels like it is expanding and falling into your hands. Notice how the temporal bones open out in their relationship with the parietals along the squamosal suture. This feels like your gills opening. Let go of your hands and follow the temporal bone motion with your awareness. As the tide surges upwards into the head, see if you can follow the movement of the whole bone from its basal portion to the external mastoid area, the part around the externally auditory meatus and the squama. Try to locate the axis of rotation, which is traditionally along the line of the petrous portion. Notice how each of the temporal bones vary in their motion with each other. Often one of them has more freedom of movement. Deepen your awareness into the tentorium. How is the motion of the tentorial leaves in primary respiration? Commonly, the temporal bone and the tentorium on that side share similar patterns. The temporal bone has lots of different relationships. Notice if your attention is drawn forwards towards the face via the zygomatic arch, or posteriorly towards the mastoid and its connection to the sternocleidomastoid muscle, or internally into the inner ear. Often the body will show you its priorities by literally drawing your attention to it. If you bring an intention of stillness to your temporal bones, watch what happens as they take this up and drop into still point. This can be a powerful way of calming the vestibulocochlear complex and resetting the central nervous system.